Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
You're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you because you are special. You are special people. You are really incredible people.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioStPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back. 813-693-2124. That's the voice and text line. You can leave a voice or a text message there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. My personal assistant will answer, take the message down. No, it's just a Google answering machine, but you know, feel free to do so. HMBradio.com is the website. Make sure you subscribe and rate this podcast. It only takes a second, really helps us out. You don't want to miss anything, do you? Of course you don't. Oh boy, what a week. Another week, another just calamity. I try to avoid politics as much as possible, but this week was another special one because Elizabeth Warren took a DNA test. The president offered her, I don't know, a while ago, to take a test, and if it came back that she was Native American, he would donate $1 million to a charity of her choice. She took the test, and it came out that she was one out of 1,024 Native American. So she's vindicated for that. Well, no, not really. The Cherokee leader guy came out and said, yeah, no, it's kind of disrespectful what you did. And so she just, I mean, good Lord. Why would you play into this hand that he just threw out? You're giving him so much power to do things. He's saying jump, and these people are saying how high. That was a no-win situation for her. She knew what the deal was. I mean, you test anybody's DNA and it's going to come back a little bit of something. Every time you get those DNA tests back, the ones that you get online that you order and then you spit in the cup and send it away, it always just says 1% African. They just throw it in there, I think. I don't even think they know what it means. By the way, you're out of your mind if you're doing that and sending that away and then they have your genetics on file that the government could just have easy access to. I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but that's just, they abuse power constantly. Why wouldn't they abuse this power? My fear, you want to hear a conspiracy theory? I got a conspiracy theory for you. My fear is that they're going to develop some sort of weapon, a satellite equipped with some sort of laser beam that is up into space. And if they have your genetic sequence on file that is completely and utterly unique to yourself, you, that they'll be able to just plug in the coordinates. They'll be able to seek you out. They'll be able to sniff you out. Nope, there he is right there. We got his genetic code. And then they'll just fire a laser beam at you and just disintegrate you, and then you just won't be, you know, alive anymore. Well, why would you do that? I don't know. I'm just saying that's my concern. Well, if you didn't do anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about. Well, I suppose so. But call me crazy. I'm a little concerned about this whole thing. But yeah, they just keep falling for this stuff, and they let Trump totally dictate their behavior because they're insane. He's driving them insane. And boy, I just can't wait to see what's going to happen next week, because I'm sure it's going to be funny at the very least. And the other big news in Tampa Bay was that Mike Smith, defensive coordinator for our Tampa Bay Buccaneers, now 2-3, playing the Cleveland Browns. Well, I guess by the time this airs, they would already have played the Cleveland Browns and hopefully won. They're the Browns. You can't lose to the Browns. I heard an interesting statement, though. I didn't even really think about it, though, but they were comparing if anybody's closer, is as close to the Bucs as another team would be, it would be the Browns. I guess they have the two longest streaks without getting into the postseason, which I didn't even know. It doesn't seem like that long, but I guess it's been since the Bucs won that Super Bowl. It's been a long time. I didn't even think about it. And the Browns, of course, are just habitual losers. But I think that's changing now. It seems like they got something going on. Cleveland's defense is pretty good. So Buccaneers offense is good. That's the only thing that's keeping them alive at this point, because their defense seems to be their main issue here. They went and spent a bunch of money in the offseason. They got their defensive line, you know, stacked with talent, and it doesn't really do anything. I mean, for as much money as they paid these guys, they should be, you know, sacking the quarterback more, right? But they don't really seem to be doing that. And then, of course, the big problem is the secondary. They don't have any players there. I don't know how you coach, you know, obviously these guys are in the NFL, right? They're good players. They're the best players in the world, but some are better than others. And these offenses are just taking advantage of these safeties. You got Chris Conte, you know, he's out. Then they had to sign this dude. I think he was on, like, the Giants practice squad or something, and he had to start the next, like, 3 days. He had to start and play. That's not a good sign. And then you got two rookie corners. Vernon Hargraves was out for the season. And it's just tough with those players. You got a good line. You got good linebackers. But I was listening to a podcast where people know more than me about this stuff. And they were saying that, you know, these corners are lined up incorrectly. They're not playing right. And that's where coaching comes into it. Like, you got to at least put them in a position to be able to play the game. And they're lined up, you know, 10 yards back and then backing up 6 yards. They could just, you know, it takes 10 yards, right, to get a touchdown if you don't know football. So they'll just dink and dunk and, you know, just toss a little for a first down. Just eat them up, eat them up, eat them up, eat them up. And that's what was happening. That's what still is happening. They went into the bye week after that. The Bears just kicked the crap out of the poor Buccaneers. Man, they just manhandled them. And it was so embarrassing because, you know, the Bucs started off so good. But they were still giving up 40 points a game, you know, and you had to score 41 points a game, which they did, you know, in those first two wins. But, man, you're not going to win games if you're giving up 40 points a game in the National Football League, is my understanding of what I've been told. So they went into that bye week, and they said they were trying to work some things out. And, you know, if you fire him, then what are you going to replace him with? What next? And he was... And then they went out and lost to the Falcons, a 1-4 team, I think, at that point. And they lost. And they gave up a lot of points. And they decided to go a different route. Now, why did they wait until after the bye week? It seems like if you're going to do it at any point during the season, that it would be during that bye week. Because you got the extra week to kind of work some stuff out, you know. But they opted not to do that, I guess. Coach Cutter said that it was because they were trying to work through some injuries, and they wanted to see what would happen when they got some players back, fill in those holes that needed to be filled, and they still got beat. So that's what happened. Mike Smith, former head coach, got the Falcons, speaking of the Falcons, got the Falcons to a national conference championship a few years ago before he came to the Buccaneers, and he got fired for losing that game. And now he's out of a job. Was one of the highest paid coordinators in the league. No more. Because he is out of here. And I guess the linebackers coach, Mark Duffner, is taking over defensive coordinator duties and will still coach the linebackers. So what do you think? What's going to happen now? Is this a good move, bad move? What do you think? 813-693-2124. You can email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. I don't know. I don't think it's going to do anything, but I think it at least somebody had to go because expectations are too high. They got to at least sniff the playoffs if these guys want to keep their jobs. And right now, if they keep playing the way they're playing, it ain't going to happen. So you got to make some change. You got to deal with what you got personnel-wise. And hopefully Mark Duffner can at least get these guys lined up correctly so they can at least have an opportunity to play the game.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you locally by Truvy Salon and Spa. Make your appointment today, TruvySalonSpa.com. Get your nails did, get your hair did. I saw Chrissy this weekend. We drank some beers by the pool, and I told her, hey, you know, if you got anything going on that you want me to talk about specifically, you know, just let me know. And she goes, nope, I like what you're doing. I said, okay. So make your appointment today. The Botox lady is on her way. Make your appointment today. Don't wait. Get spooky for Halloween. Truvy Salon and Spa. .com 8908 4th Street North, Unit B is where they're located. So do that. Look good, feel good at Truvy Salon and Spa. And also by homemadepodcast.com. That's right. That's my little media consulting company that I have. If you've been interested in podcasting, want to get into it, don't know what you're doing, I can help you. I'm capable, believe it or not. I'm talking to you now through the medium. So visit me at homemadepodcasts.com. Or if you're a business that wants to create some sort of audio content for your existing or potential customers, I can help you with that too. HomemadePodcasts.com. Tampa Bay's Cross Bay Ferry is back. That's right. Long awaited. I'm excited. I don't know why I'm excited. I never rode the damn thing. I just like the idea of having it. It feels like, I don't know, just like a major city should have something like this. And you can get, you know, from St. Pete to Tampa. I hate driving, so it seems like it would make sense. And it's back. It's going to run till April 2019, and it's only going to cost $8 to ride. Tickets will cost $8, which is $2 less than during the ferry's first season 2 years ago. Kids 5 to 18 ride for just $3, and it will cost $5 for seniors and college students. Tampanians will be able to take the 5:30 p.m. ferry to St. Petersburg and return home at 10 p.m. Hockey fans from St. Pete should be able to catch the 4 p.m. ferry to Tampa and catch the return ferry at 11 p.m. So that's good news. I just, you know, that's part of this deal is I would want to take it so I could go have some beers in Tampa, right? And then just come home and walk home. You know, I live close to downtown. That would be ideal. I guess the thing is just the insurance would be so much because you'd be hauling around drunks late at night that they just wouldn't do that. The same reason the buses don't run late at night. I guess it's a little later now. But, hey, it's only $8. And, you know, that'd be cool to go catch a hockey game. That would be the other thing that I would want to do because you could just get dropped off, you know, to right outside the stadium there. So that's cool. So check it out. Cross Bay Ferry is back. We're a real city, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe it? Me either. This week on Stay Woke, we talked a little bit about dating at this weird age and dating in the world of apps. And now, dating in the world of your political preferences. It's pretty common now for people to say, if you voted one way, then don't bother. Which is insane to me because your political stances are such a small part of who you are as a human being. But some people feel strongly one way or another, and some people can't get dates. Specifically, people who voted for Donald Trump in cities like San Francisco and Chicago, these ladies just can't find a date over this whole thing. And guys, too, same thing. I even see it here. If you voted for Trump, swipe, no, don't bother. So somebody came up with an idea. It's MAGA dating. Yeah, that's right. It's online dating for people who voted for Donald Trump. It fills a big niche, and we talked about it a little bit about that and a little bit about just annoying people and their political opinions and just flaunt it in your face and expect no repercussions from being an ass, pretty much. Stay Woke is on at midnight on weeknights on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay. You can download the Bone app, 102.5 The Bone, in any of your app stores. Get it, and you can get Stay Woke on demand along with all the other Bone shows. We got Mike Calta, Drew Garaba, Roger and JP, Johnny B's show, Soul Brother Kevin. Just some great content on there, so check it out. Stay Woke, midnights, 102.5 The Bone.
When I was running yesterday, I saw this guy, and I don't know why it pissed me off. It shouldn't have pissed me off, because, like, who cares? But this guy is wearing, like, a Trump 2020 shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Just running down Bayshore. And it's one of those things. Now, listen, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to stop him. But it's like he was so obviously trying to peacock that it was obnoxious. He's like, I'm voting for Trump because I'm, like, I feel like if you are a conservative in a place that's, I would say, mostly liberal or people who think a certain way and you're trying to go against the grain, it's you're purposely trying to be like punk rock. That's the only sort of analogy I have for it. Mm. And you want everybody to know and you want to rile people up. You know what I mean? People are just enjoying their beautiful Sunday. Now, listen, you allow yourself to get affected by it. Absolutely. But I just feel like, to me, it's an obnoxious move because he wants people to do the double take. He wants people to maybe say something to him. I know those types of people.
Yeah,
they want a reaction out of people.
For sure.
So I find it annoying.
Yeah, I feel you, and I hear you, and I agree with you.
Yes.
However, I understand the reactionary move that a lot of these people take because of all the other crazy stuff that goes on. I saw this video that kind of went viral around St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
It was during the Kavanaugh hearings a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
And there was just people on the side of Central Avenue that were just protesting with signs and
sure.
stuff, and some guy was jogging by and then telling them he wasn't cursing at him or anything.
Okay.
He wasn't, but he was being kind of obnoxious. He was saying, you know, you got these kids out here, you're indoctrinating these kids, and Trump's doing all this great stuff, and mm-hmm. you people, he's feminism is a mental illness, and he's doing all this stuff. And I was like, oh, this guy's a jerk, man. But, and they were saying, what's your name? What's your name, sir? And they're in the Facebook comments in the video, they're saying, we need to find this guy, and we need to, you know, report
arrest him
or I don't know what they were trying to get him fired probably from his job. But he didn't really say anything like he's going to kill them or.
No, I understand. But he's just engaging them.
He was engaging them. And I was really turned off by the fact that these people think they can just go out and have an opinion and not be challenged. That they could just go out and say whatever they want and expect everybody to just be like, yeah, you're awesome. Or just ignore it or whatever. But you can't protest and not expect pushback.
Of course, of course. And this guy wasn't doing anything. He was just wearing a shirt. But to me, I could tell he was trying to be reactionary. I've seen people, and if he was wearing a Hillary shirt or something, I would have thought the same thing.
Absolutely.
You're
right.
And you want to get a reaction out of people. You either want people to high five you or you want people to flip you off, but you want people to be looking at you. And I could tell what he was, I could tell what he was doing. He was like some Asian guy. Like, he's just throwing everybody off. He didn't look like your typical Trump supporter, so he's trying to be like, I voted for Trump. I get it, but still, it was annoying. But then you sent me something, William. You sent me an article about a new app, a new dating app for Trump singles.
Mm-hmm.
I love how that's like the unifying factor. It's one of those things where I think it's absolutely ridiculous, but then again, it actually makes so much sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I've seen gluten-free singles before. Like, it's
right.
ridiculous. But if you're passionate about something, you probably want to find someone who is also passionate about that same thing. It says here, for fans of President Trump searching for love in big liberal cities like Washington, New York, and San Francisco, it can get nasty. I just can't find a date. I'm going to die alone, is how Emily Morano sized up the feeling many conservatives feel. The reason, politics. In many cases, now Trump's love. Now, I know that there's a lot of people, and I think you've told me this, mostly women, who are pretty dismissive if they feel like you voted in a way that they do not approve of.
Right.
So they find out you voted for Trump or you're not a staunch Democrat or something like that, or maybe the other way around, that you are a liberal and that you didn't vote for Trump, whatever
Never
it is.
Never see that. I never see if you didn't vote for Trump, then don't bother. I only see, you know, ladies. I don't know if it's the same thing with dudes for ladies on the other side, but I see a lot of if you voted for Trump, do not even bother.
Really?
They don't even want to get to know you at all.
Okay.
Because you are, I guess, some sort of Nazi or racist or whatever,
sure.
Obviously, if you voted for this guy.
Right, right. And in some cases, I think that that's ridiculous. And I was thinking, like, man, if you were to just align with someone just on the basis that you both voted for Trump, at first I was like, that's ridiculous that that's your unifying factor. But then again, I thought about it for like another 10 seconds and I'm like, actually, no. I think it's actually really important for couples that they should align a lot on their political values.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do think so. Unless both are very open-minded and they're willing to listen and endorse what the other is saying. Mm. But honestly, I think that it works best when couples align on their political values because it goes deeper than that. It goes on their core values.
Yeah.
What they find. And then it's you're able to relate to each other in a deeper way and have a better understanding of what the other one feels. And you know what I mean?
I think you're right. It is beneficial. It's definitely a plus to have the same sort of viewpoints, but I don't think it's imperative. I don't think it's completely necessary either, because politics really, how you feel about immigration or whatever, doesn't really come up in your day-to-day interaction.
But the clause is that it does if you are into politics, right? Like if you...
No, not even then. Not in your day-to-day interactions with just your family and friends. I mean, you might argue about it over beers or something like that, but
right.
It doesn't come up, you know, just in if you're going out to dinner with your lady or you're going to go pick up the kids from soccer. Like, you're worried about that. You know, it doesn't really consume your day.
I understand what you're saying, but it goes deeper than that because it goes to people's core values in terms of, like, what they should do about how immigrants are treated or who should be let into the country. And even though it doesn't affect you, like, ICE isn't affecting you or the immigrants aren't maybe directly affecting you, it affects how you feel about the world, and you want a partner who has the same sort of understanding and or compassion for those same topics, if that makes sense.
I do think it's a plus, and it's a adds to the, I don't know, overall relationship, if that's the case. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, like I said, I think you can work around it.
Oh, absolutely. But I feel like, especially in this climate, it's almost impossible to. If you are a staunch believer in open borders or vice versa, where you feel like no one should get into the country, I feel like that would cause a lot of animosity, especially if you're really into politics. Now, I know a lot of people, and you don't really hear from these people because they're essentially absent from the conversation, but a lot of people are apathetic. And maybe in those cases, it doesn't really matter what they think because they're like, whatever, I just don't care. But when it comes to people who are into politics, I feel like they need someone who at least understands, or is at least there's a lot of overlap. You know what I mean? I feel like if you have like a staunch Republican and a staunch Democrat on both opposite polar ends, I mean, obviously their politics don't align, but it's also their core values don't align as well. They probably have very different views on how they want to live and conduct their lives.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say my dad was more conservative and my mom was more liberal. But and I thought, well, then there you go. There's a good example of that. But now you're right. It's so much
and
more.
And they're divorced.
And they're divorced. Yeah, but that's because they had me. Not because of, but yeah, now everybody's so far, or they think they're really far apart.
Sure.
Anyways, I think people consider themselves more extreme, you know, than what they actually are. I think they would surprise themselves if they took one of these political compass tests. Mm-hmm. You know, I always talk about mine all the time. I was shocked when I got mine back where. I was much less libertarian and much more liberal or left, I guess you could say, than I thought I was.
Sure.
So, I mean, I think people are just under the assumptions. People don't know what they're talking about. They just know what the media tells them and what they should be and shouldn't be upset by. The majority of people don't know what the hell they're talking
sure,
about.
Sure, absolutely not. And again, you're also often living in echo chambers. So
yes,
if you're in a really liberal community
and
you say something and someone says the same thing and you both confirm that these are our beliefs and we belong to this group, this tribe, and this is the enemy, then you don't want to associate with the
right,
enemy.
Right.
Not only because you think you disagree with them, but also you don't want to abandon your tribe. Because then you'll be ostracized and you'll be one of them. If you're not with us, you're against us.
Yep.
So I would like to hear from people out there in the ether, the dating ether. Have you ever been dismissed because of your political views? I know, Will, you have.
Yeah.
In the dating, while dating?
I mean, I do a pretty good job of explaining where I kind of sit. You know, the one that I had recently was a lady, it seemed to be going well, and she just said within the first 10 minutes, hey, where do you sit politically? And I went, oh, dear God. I just went, well.
Was it just a non sequitur, or was it?
Yeah, just flat out, just asked.
Okay.
And, you know, you get worried because you see people getting drinks thrown at
them. Of course, yeah.
And so I'm worried because I am a moderate. I'm
sure.
Very moderate, so I don't share any Republican or Democrat viewpoints 100% of the way.
Sure.
I'm kind of in the middle. So I explained that. And we kind of worked around it. But I get nervous. I'm afraid of getting, you know, attacked.
Yeah.
Because if you're not with certain tribes 100% of the way, some people will get violent at that point.
Absolutely. So. And they throw, like, names at you, like Nazi, fascist, you know, you're sexist, racist.
This one that I was telling you about, she said that, well, yeah, all I know is that libertarians are Nazis.
She said libertarians are
libertarians,
Nazis?
And I was like, what?
That's literally the opposite of a Nazi.
Yeah.
Less government control.
Less government control and kind of do whatever the hell you want. Mm-hmm. Just leave me alone type of people.
Right.
It was shocking. It's just, you know, how divided we are. And, you know, this app here is filling that niche. You know, I would be interested in signing up for this app just because I don't care where you sit politically. Like,
right.
If you voted for Hillary, it's not going to bother me.
Right.
Or if you voted for Bernie or whatever.
Yeah.
I think you might be wrong. But, you know, we can talk about it or not talk about it,
sure,
for that matter. As long as you're a good person and
open-minded, yes,
could build 100%. Potentially a relationship. That's all I care about. But I'd be interested in signing up for this MAGA app. I mean, I got Bumble and Hinge and all these other ones. Why not try this one out, too?
Is it available?
I don't know. Yeah, you probably have to
in
pay
Tampa?
For it. If I have to pay for it, I'm definitely not doing it.
Interesting. But, yeah, I want to hear from people. Maybe people who are in a relationship now. Maybe you're married to someone who doesn't share the same political views as you. How do you have peace in the household? I feel like this was much less of an issue even just a few years ago. Oh, you know, we didn't vote for the same person, but it's okay. But now, in this political climate, I feel like you can't.
I've seen articles where they say it's time to divorce your Republican husband. Like, they advocate for just destroying a family because of how
based on this alone,
voted. Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
If your husband voted for Trump, he's got to go.
Yeah, I saw a few things on the news where they interviewed people, and I think I saw this one couple. It was an older couple where, like, the man voted for Hillary and the woman voted for Trump, and, you know, how do they get along? But the thing that they had in common is they understood where the other person was coming from. They just decided to vote otherwise, and that's totally fine. But I just feel like most people who didn't vote for Trump are often anti-Trump, you know, staunch Hillary supporters or Bernie supporters, and they hate Trump. And more than they hate Trump, they hate anybody who voted for him.
Yeah.
They hate them more, and they all put them, they stereotype them into one basket, which is awful. And I hear this all the time. I always hear, oh, you know, not all Trump supporters are racist, but all racists voted for Trump. I completely disagree. I don't think that is the case. I think it's a stereotype that only white people can be racist, because that's just not true.
Right. And I mean, that's the rhetoric now. That's what goes around, and it's so frustrating to me, you know, as a white dude. I'm kind of like, I'm on the defensive now. I never was like that, and I'm sure a lot of people would say, oh, good, you deserve to be on the offensive, but I didn't do anything.
I know. And it's so funny, because I'm not trying to disclose or divulge anything from Luis J. Gomez's comedy set, but he did have a bit where he just talks about how sorry he feels for white straight men. He's like, it's just like the worst for them. Like, everyone hates them. And it's kind of true. Everyone does.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. HMBRadio.com is the website. Email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiostpete.com. If you have any questions, concerns, anything I can do for you, let me know. Let me send you some stickers. Send a text, voicemail, email. Just send me your address, and I will send you some stickers out post-haste. This has been the Homemade Broadcast this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned, because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. Check out TampaBayPodcast.com. Check out RadioSt.Pete.com. My name is Will Koontz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.